Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy MLK Monday to us all. It's going to be a big show. I got Fancy Brian on the board. Always good to have the big guy in the driver's seat. Welcome back, Fancy Brian. I know you've been back, but we barely crossed paths the last few days.
Yeah, we're setting up the Shaw, and we're setting up the studios there.
Well, I guess we saw each other on Saturday.
Yes, we did, and we got to meet the mayor of Waukesha. That was pretty
Sean
awesome.
Mayor Sean Riley.
That was pretty cool. And then the basketball team
coach, Waukesha South. Yeah. Coach Richter.
Yeah, that was a really cool story, and we got to hear Don Brown for the first time. That's pretty awesome.
Don Brown, a Waukesha Alder and the host of Waukesha This Week, the inaugural edition. It launched on Saturday. And you and I were there to witness it.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I actually liked the idea. Community-centric radio.
That's what we're here for.
Sort of. Not right this second, though.
The larger community, the national community, is what we're dealing with now.
We are here to wow them with the greatest radio show ever. Right now, at this moment. And let's lead today. And we got a couple of fine guests. They're going to join us later on the big show. They include Bill McCashin. He is a Republican lobbyist and a Wisconsin, sort of a well-known Republican figure here in the state of Wisconsin. He was the chief of staff to former Governor Tommy Thompson. And rumor has it, Tommy's considering a run for Wisconsin governor. We're going to ask Bill about that a little bit later. Earl Ingram, our pal. Earl's going to join us today at 4:20. I guess Stu Mann's filling in for Earl today. In deference to the fact, Earl is moderating a Milwaukee mayoral candidate debate something.
That's awesome.
Well, it is.
He's both seeing Stu and both that Earl is doing that.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to Earl. We're going to, you know, celebrate a little MLK Day and perhaps get his early assessment of the special election. I mean, it's been 20 years since Milwaukee had a new mayor, and it's coming up very soon. February 15th, I believe, the primary. Tuesday, February 15th, they'll narrow the field to two. And then, you know, eventually one, the new mayor. So Earl joins us at 4:20.
If you're a candidate out there, just remember, everybody who listens to this station votes in the primary for sure.
Oh, for sure-sies. Let's start today with a little honoring of Martin Luther King Jr. Let's start with the Vice President, Kamala Harris. Fancy Brian, going to need your help, of course. Let's play the sound. Voting rights. He pushed cut number 43.
He pushed for racial justice, for economic justice, and for the freedom that unlocks all others, the freedom to vote.
More from the Vice President. Cut 44, please.
He saw the present exactly as it was, and the future as it could be.
As it could be. Cut number 45, please. Vice President Kamala Harris on the Martin Luther King Day. She continues.
It is time for the United States Senate to do its job.
I suspect she means in regards to voting rights. More from VP Harris. Obstacles and interference. Cut 46, please.
The proponents of these laws are not only putting in place obstacles to the ballot box, they are also working to interfere with our elections, to get the outcomes they want, and to discredit those they do not.
Oh, Mitch McConnell would say that's beneath your office, you know, to try to hold Republicans accountable and all that kind of stuff. Honoring the legacy of MLK, cut 47.
To truly honor the legacy of the man we celebrate today, we must continue to fight for the freedom to vote, for freedom for all.
More from Vice President Kamala Harris, because those freedoms, they're under assault. 48, please.
Our freedom to vote is under assault.
49, last one from the Vice President.
In Georgia and across our nation, anti-voter laws are being passed that could make it more difficult for as many as 55 million Americans to vote.
I want to hear from the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She also addressed voting rights and honoring Martin Luther King Jr. Let's play it for the people. Fancy Brain, cut number 60, Nancy.
Nothing less is at stake than our democracy. This is about suppressing the vote.
Well, she lets me call her Nancy. You can call her Speaker Pelosi. Cut 61, please.
If you really, truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
I think she's, you know, casting some shade on the filibuster. More from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Cut 62, please.
We all want bipartisanship. We all strive for it. We have a responsibility to do so. But when we cannot have it, we cannot confine our democracy to what might be bipartisanly possible.
One more from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Cut 63, Fancy.
Democrats and Republicans must weigh the equities here. While it may be true to them that the filibuster is an important custom, it is not the Constitution of the United States.
Now, today is MLK Day. That means it's a federal holiday. Fancy Brian, my understanding, the U.S. Senate to take up the voting rights bill tomorrow. And of course, we talked about Kristen Sinema. She killed the bill, or at least she showed all her cards, showed her inclination to kill the bill when it does come before a vote. And then I think Joe Manchin went out and said, I ditto what she said. So we know that it is doomed for failure, or at least we suspect it will be. But there will be a vote, and that will come up after the federal holiday, I believe. Last I heard, Schumer was slotting a vote for tomorrow. Now let's hear from the King children, starting with his eldest son, Martin Luther King III. And perhaps if their time permits, we'll hear from his granddaughter as well. Vance Bryan, going to need your help. Martin Luther King III talking about voting rights, cut 55.
In states like my home state, where new laws, I should say, of Georgia are designed to confuse voters so they don't know where to go.
Well, and certainly can't bring them water or food if they're waiting in hours-long lines, according to the new laws in Georgia. More from Martin Luther King III. Cut 56, please.
My mother always said the holiday should be a day on, not a day off. Today, we're not here to celebrate. We're here to be on.
And he fears there's trouble on the horizon. Cut 57, please.
Our democracy stands on the brink of serious trouble without these bills.
I share Martin Luther King III. I share his fears. A little bit more from the pastor, from Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter, her name, Yolanda Renee King. She also addresses voting rights and Sinema and Manchin by name. Cut 50.
You can write a letter to Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin. You can call their offices and tell them that you want to see them choose your future over the filibuster, a broken rule that's been used to uphold slavery and segregation.
Well, you can hear this is a relatively young woman, Yolanda Renee King, and she speaks very forcefully, and she points out there were more voting rights when she was born. Cut 51.
Today in 2022, the right to vote is under attack as our elected leaders try to silence our voices. At just 13, I have fewer voting rights than I did the day that I was born.
One more from Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter, Yolanda Renee King. Cut 52, please.
One important lesson I learned from my grandparents is that no matter how old you are, no matter who you are, all of us can create change when we choose to show up and speak out.
A very passionate and poised young lady. I'm not sure that her moving words will move Manchin or Sinema. We'll find out tomorrow. I mean, you know, it will be a national embarrassment. We are honoring the memory of Martin Luther King Jr. by effectively watching Republicans undermine our democracy state by state, state by state. And to try to do anything about it with the federal government, of course, brings the chastisement of Mitch McConnell and others. You know, they're federalizing the elections. Yeah, because on a state-by-state level, when you have the levers of power in Republican-controlled states, you make it harder for people to vote, especially minorities, especially people of low income, you know, especially people that you don't think are going to vote Republican. You know, it is a shame and a crime that here in this nation, we're reliving the 1960s, right? Didn't we already see the motives behind these sort of bills? Or those filibuster efforts to block the passage of bills. I mean, the civil rights movement was to extend the right to vote. This newest effort is to restrict, to suppress the right to vote of minorities. I bet you didn't see Mitch McConnell out saying much today. Many Republicans didn't have much to say. Ron Johnson, the exception, though. He embarrassed himself again.
U.S. Congressman Brian Stile was asked to not speak by the NAACP today at Racine, and he did anyway. So he's speaking. Brian Stile, who voted against the Voting Rights Act and voted against the John Lewis Act as well. But he's speaking to commemorate Martin Luther King Day.
Many, many words from many, many people, many of which are not really appropriate to the setting. Like you, CJ. No, I'm not taking your call, CJ. So don't bother. I'll hang up on you now. Bye, CJ. Call back tomorrow. I might have more patience for you then. 844-967-2789. If your name is not CJ from Stoughton, I might consider your phone calls. But no promises, man. No promises. It's the greatest radio show ever. It ain't getting better with you, CJ. One nation, we're on the move. Get up, get on the